one final thing to prepare. You've blocked off some time, you've gotten a work area set up, and you've got the basic tools to start implementing the methodology. Now what? If you've decided to commit a certain amount of time to setting up your workflow system, there's one more thing that you'll need to do to make it maximally effective. You must clear the decks of any other commitments for the duration of the session. If there's someone you absolutely need to call, or something your secretary has to handle for you, or you have to check with your spouse about, do it now. Or make an agreement with yourself about when you will do it, and then put some reminder of that where you won't miss it. It's critical that your full psychic attention be available for the work at hand. Almost without exception, when I sit down to begin coaching people, even though they blocked out time and committed significant money to utilize me as a resource for that time, they still have things they're going to have to do before we quit for the day, and they haven't arranged for them yet in their own systems. "Oh yeah, I've got to call this client back sometime today," they'll say, or "I have to check in with my spouse to see if he's gotten a ticket for tonight." It bespeaks a certain lack of awareness and maturity in our culture, I think, that so many sophisticated people are ignoring those levels of responsibility to their own psyche on an ongoing operational basis. So, have you handled all that? Good. Now it's time to gather representatives of all your open loops into one place.